Almost a month into the war in Iran, and the United States and Israel continue launching strikes against the Iranian regime. This as Turkey says it's now mediating talks between the U.S. and Iran to help bring an end to the war. NTD's Jason Perry has the latest war update.
U.S. forces on Wednesday report striking Iranian military infrastructure that has threatened American troops and regional partners for decades. The U.S. military also addressing claims that the Iranian regime shot down a U.S. fighter jet, saying in a post on X that the claim is false, adding that no U.S. fighter aircraft have been shot down by Iran. Fighting alongside the U.S., the Israeli Air Force saying they completed another wave of overnight attacks in Iran, this one on weapons production sites in and near Tehran, including a strike on a facility used for developing submarines. An Israeli general saying this the day before.
The Iranians plan to launch hundreds of missiles towards Israel on the first day of the operation. They fired fewer than 100 on the first day and half that amount on the second day. The number of launches decreased very quickly. The average is roughly about 10 missiles per day.
An Iranian missile was seen falling from the sky in Israel on Wednesday, and workers cleaning up the aftermath from an Iranian missile that struck Israel's largest city, Tel Aviv. Also in the region, a Turkish official telling Reuters on Wednesday that Turkey is now mediating talks between the U.S. and Iran in an effort to help bring an end to the war. The Turkish official did not elaborate on what messages were being passed between the U.S. and Iran, but he did say that messages were also being passed on to Gulf countries who have been caught up in the war. This as Iranian attack drones reportedly struck a fuel tank at Kuwait International Airport the same day.